everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Seriously Podcast, where we recap digital series. But right now, we are recapping the final season of Insecure. Ooh-hoo. I'm Mary.
I'm Brittany. You can follow us on all social media platforms at Seriously Podcast. You could check us out on all podcast platforms at Seriously Podcast and also Black Oak TV. So we're going to get into episode 3 of the new season of Insecure.
Right.
This episode was really giving us the fire. This episode was giving us the drama.
Yeah.
The pain.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Well, a lot was going on in this episode. So this episode is called Pressure, okay? And it follows your boy Lawrence.
No, I think it's in Jay Ellis's contract. He has to have a centered Jay episode. I mean, Lawrence episode. Like, why do we always have to center one full episode for him?
He's a main character.
If you say so, I could care less about him, but I know, like, for a lot of black male millennials, like, they love Lawrence.
Oh,
like,
Lawrence
that's
Hive.
Their hero.
Lawrence Hive is heavy. Season 2? With the whole Tasha situation. But
I think from season 1, because they hated what Issa did to him. Yeah. So they've been rocking for Lawrence, which I get.
Yeah, of course.
But I could care less for him, so.
Okay. All right. I see it. I get it. And I'm not a Hive member, but I also don't mind hearing his story, seeing what's going on. Don't mind it.
Okay.
So should we get into it then?
Before you do.
Yes.
So for this episode, I had mixed feelings. Okay. When I first saw it, I was on one person's side, but then I saw, like, people's tweets and stuff like that. I remember I told you, like, I haven't seen Insecure since 2 years ago. So I didn't know what happens between him and Condola, like the conversations they have regarding like how they were going to co-parent.
Right.
So can you give me a quick little rundown on their relationship?
Rundown.
Yeah, because I don't remember.
So Lawrence and Condoleezza were strong. They were heavy. They were going good.
They were boyfriend, girlfriend.
They were. Okay. They were. But at one point, Condola didn't want kids at all. She didn't want to get married. That was never on her agenda. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of like made Lawrence think like, you don't want to get married. It just kind of like questioned their relationship.
Okay.
And then once they find out that Issa was the ex-girlfriend, it became tension between like Issa and Condola and Lawrence. It was weird.
They were still dating?
Okay. They were still dating, but it became weird at one point once Condola found out Issa was the girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. So at one point, they did break up because of differences with the future plans and everything. Lawrence kind of wanted more, and Condola was kind of like, I feel like she was kind of going with the flow. She wasn't really sure what she wanted with him.
Okay.
Then they broke up. Ethan and Lawrence got together. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And then Condola became pregnant.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. And when she told him, he kind of was like, when she told him that she was keeping it, he kind of was like, how you make that decision without me? Like,
did he say that?
He did.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. He did. And that was kind of a whole thing. And then she basically told him that you don't have to be in this baby's life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was kind of, it was clear he didn't want the baby.
He didn't want the baby, but he didn't want to be in the baby's life.
I don't remember him saying that, but he also already took a job in San Francisco. That was already done. He already had the new job and he was already moving.
Okay.
So Condola knew that. She knew that they weren't going to be together. She knew that he was moving, but she still wanted to have this baby. And she said she was going to do it on her own.
Okay.
But I don't remember Lawrence ever saying like he didn't want to be in the child's life, but it was clear that he, you know, it wasn't in his plan.
Okay.
And now we're here.
Gotcha.
The start of the episode, at the end of this episode, we'll talk about our QCCs, but I feel like I see both sides.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Hearing that now, because before I was like on Condola's side.
Right.
Because I see on Twitter, like a lot of people hate her and I don't understand why.
Because she's messing up the Issa and Lawrence situation.
But Lawrence is a grown ass man, but nobody gives him that kind of energy the way they give to Condola. Like they just blame her for everything and I don't really like that. But it is what it is. I don't know her personally, so whatever. So let's get into episode 3. Pressure. Okay. So Lawrence, he's in San Francisco working, living his life. He's dating, and he's on a date actually, and gets this text that his baby's being born. And at this point, I'm like, I completely forgot about Condola and the baby. I was just like, oh, he has a nice apartment. He's living his life. He's working. I completely forgot about this baby.
I was waiting to see this child. I was waiting. I was like, where's the child? Where is the child? But the way he got that text message was just so weird. He's on the date there, Kiki, and he's like, what the F? I guess my baby was just born. I guess.
You guess.
And the girl's just cracking up because, like, you're joking. You're joking right now. This is a joke. He's like, I gotta go. Like, what? I can't imagine being on a date and say he has to leave to go get his newborn baby.
Yeah, but that girl, she's different, and we'll get into her later. So he jets off to go to LA to see the baby, and the baby has already been delivered.
It's done.
What are you doing? What do you need?
Everybody from the nurses to Condola's family was like, what do you need? What's up? Like, why are you here?
So he gets to the room, and even Condola was surprised, like, oh, hey, like, what's up?
They're like, oh yeah, there was a father,
right? Oh, yeah. He's now learning, like, he's being introduced to her mother and her sister. Like, so off the bat, I'm like, right, they already have this weird relationship.
Yeah,
it's clearly only through text. Maybe he doesn't really check in that well, because you would think if you're in that child's life, like, you went to the baby shower, you have your apartment has the baby stuff, and it didn't until after the baby was born.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, Lawrence, what's happening?
Put a pin in that.
He looked out of place.
Yeah. Because from that, it also seemed like, exactly, he wasn't involved in the pregnancy journey at all. Like, he didn't check in and like, you don't think, like, okay, this is her due date week, or this is her due date.
Yeah.
When you're going to say, oh, hey, what's going on? How you feeling? Any contractions? You can instantly see that that's what was happening.
Yeah. That's,
he didn't know anything.
That's their relationship. So going into that, it's going to go downhill from there.
Downhill.
So the grandma gives him the baby, and I'm like, hold up.
Yeah. I would love to, of course.
Here we go. Careful.
He's not washing his hands.
Talk about it.
No,
because
hand sanitizer. Oh, why this?
At least 3 times in the episode, Lawrence did not wash those hands. And that was a problem for me.
He just came from a plane.
Then
got in an Uber to get to the hospital.
A hospital. You're
the
not going to wash your hands?
In the hospital room.
You're never going to put a blanket over you?
Yeah, I was very disappointed that the grandmother just gave him the baby. Granted, it's your child, but you need to wash your hands.
Change your clothes. Come on, grandma. I'm disappointed in the grandma.
I was disgusted. So the Condola had already named the baby Elijah Mustafa.
Mustafa, yes.
And he's like, whose child is that?
He said, Elijah? I said, I don't know that child. But then, and then later on, we see he's talking with his friend, just like, we talked about baby names when nothing was concrete. Mm-hmm. Condola is doing, she's doing everything on her own. Doesn't care about his opinions at all.
Yeah.
Which is, we'll get into it. But then also, I was actually surprised that Condola gave him his last name.
Yeah, me too. I was like, okay, interesting.
Interesting. You don't want him involved, but you, I mean, it's tech now.
People are weird. People are very strange. So, he, like you said, he's venting to Chad.
Yeah.
And he's like, now her family thinks I'm this deadbeat, and I'm staying here instead of being over there. And I'm like, why are you staying at Chad's house instead of being with your baby? Because when a woman has a baby, you know, her body is still recovering.
Yeah.
And she still has to take care of the child. Why did you go to your friend's house?
Why? And why didn't you, like, fight to be there or stay at the hospital? Or, but we don't know if Condola was like, oh, no, it's okay. I got my mom and my sister. You don't need to come. But
so
fight for
your child.
Fight for your child.
It's really that simple.
Absolutely.
I was disappointed in Lawrence. I was just like, how are you upset
whining.
That, you know, her family stepped up to help her and they think of you as this deadbeat, but then you're proving that you're sort of a deadbeat.
Where were you? You just think everything's supposed to just come easy. Like, oh, come on in. Now you're the daddy. No. Where were you?
Why would she do that?
Where were you? Mm-mm. No. No. Fight for your child, Lawrence.
Yeah. Come on, Lawrence.
Yeah.
You've got to do better than
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm. So they go to the appointment, the doctor's appointment, mm-hmm. and, you know, Lawrence trying to be so involved. He's like, okay, how much you weigh? What's going on? What can we do?
We. So we're speaking French.
French.
Okay.
Oui.
Are you teaching the baby French?
Starting early. I'm okay. Not mad.
Not mad at it. Not mad.
But Condoleezza, she's mad because she's very independent. And there's tension between them. They both have different parenting styles.
He has a style? Because I know she's new mom crazy. Like, new moms, like, they yes. go hard for their baby.
Of course.
And they don't want to be told that they're doing something wrong or even be hinted that they're doing something wrong. So I think that's what scared her when she was like, I got it handled.
Right.
Like, I don't need you to come over here talking about what can we do better? Like, what?
Because first of all, who are you? Where have you been? I don't know you. At this point, Condola is, I don't know who you are. So he's mad because he feels like she knows she's not keeping him in the loop of everything. Like, you know, these doctor appointments, he's in San Francisco. If she makes them on Friday, she wants her to alter her life and
accommodate him.
And she's like, no, like, this is what works for me mm-hmm. and the baby and the doctors. You just got to get in where you fit in. And so, but he's also, he's just upset about it. And she kind of breaks down and just like, all right, you know, we'll talk about it. We'll have the conversation and trying to meet him in the middle. But, I mean, I get Lawrence. He's trying. Mm-hmm. He's putting effort.
The bare minimum.
It's the bare minimum.
And he wants to be rewarded for it. And it's kind of sad to see. If you want something to work around your schedule, how about you come to her with a plan? Look, I found this other doctor. Oh. How about we go there?
She's not going to switch a doctor.
Convince her then. You have to work for it. You can't just be like, oh, all right, I guess. I mean, I tried. Did you try?
Or how about you just...
Why are you still in San Francisco?
How far away is LA from San Francisco?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Like, I would think maybe an hour on the plane.
If the appointment's on Tuesday, just come on over.
Well, he said he's working. I mean, he's working.
Working. Or at least, can you Zoom me? FaceTime me.
Yeah, I wish we would have saw that, like him checking in throughout the week.
He doesn't. How would we see something he doesn't do? How would that work?
So he only comes on the weekend?
Yes.
No.
Later. Yes.
No.
He doesn't check in.
How?
Later on in the episode, Condola says that, like, you don't check in.
Oh,
he doesn't. He just sends her a text. Oh, I'm coming through. Yes.
Oh my God, that is so sad. That poor baby. Poor Elijah Mustafa. What was it?
Mustafa.
Whatever.
Put some respect on the baby name. That's little Jaja.
Little Jaja. Elijah Mustafa Walker.
Yes. Strong name. Strong name.
Okay.
So we go to the baptism, which was something that Lawrence was trying to push, and Condola's like,
"Why
that's
was
already
he trying
done."
To push it?
Because his mother pushed it on it. But he's like, "Oh yeah, let me try to do something." Condola's like, "That's already done. Here's the invitation."
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he felt away. She's not including him in anything, and I get it, but it also. We'll get into it.
Okay.
So we go to the baptism and Lawrence's family, they want to be involved too. They want to see the baby. They want to do a new baptism because that wasn't correct in the mother's eyes.
Oh, yeah. I saw
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm. They want to redo. And now Lawrence is like, let me take him for a week. Who are you? A week?
I said, wow.
You just met him.
That baby's an infant. Where are you taking
this
baby?
Where are you going for a week?
A week? I said, What's the longest you've been with this child?
3 hours.
By yourself or with Condola there?
Yes.
Because that's two different things.
Exactly, exactly. Because he was saying during the holidays, and I guess he'll be a little bit older, but it's like, let's talk about now. Let's talk about now. Where are you? Where have you been? You're not going to know.
He said for the holidays, yeah. Like his convenience, like, oh, I'm off.
Yes. Yes.
So I have
some vacation days. Let me take them.
Okay. I didn't peep that part.
Yes.
Wow.
So, thanks. Condola's kind of like, you know, we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. That's a theme. That's her favorite line. We'll talk about it.
We'll keep in touch.
When we get closer to the date.
To the date. She's so corporate with him.
I mean, this is business at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Lawrence goes home and he's hype. He builds a crib.
How old is this baby now?
At least 2 weeks. At least. Maybe a month. He's like, oh, I should build a crib. First of all, I'm like, why are you building a crib? Condola's not letting that baby come to San Francisco.
I said, why did you go back to San Francisco?
This is where he lives.
What's the paternity leave at your job? Did you ever ask? Can you not stay in LA? I understand it's a new job, but you just had a baby. Are you not allowed to do that?
Paternity leave is real.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. I didn't even think about that. He didn't even try. Really? We can really... I mean, I guess because he just took on that new client. So it's hard for him to take off.
The client is more important than your child?
I'm just saying what I saw. He took on this new client, yikes. And he's like, I have to... First of all, he didn't have to take that new client. But it was before the baby was born. So he didn't know. Lawrence.
Team Lawrence.
I'm team... What's right for Elijah?
Now I'm team Elijah.
I'm team Elijah.
Cause this ain't safe. This ain't safe for that baby, that poor child.
I just want what's best for him. And Lawrence is stressing me out.
So they get an they both got an invitation to Tiffany and Derek's baby. Baby's turning 1 year old, and Condola reaches out to him and like she asks, "Would it be?"
Wait, I'm so sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Before we get to the party, can we talk about how Lawrence asked for all this, you know, time with little Mustafa?
Who?
Mustafa? And then he bails because he had a bad work week. Remember, he was like, I'm going to fly in on this weekend. He texts Condola, oh, sorry, can't make it.
Oh.
I want us to really talk about that.
Oh.
You fought. You wanted a week. You wanted some days. Mm-hmm. Condola, she didn't even say... you know, let's talk about it. She says, sure, come.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he cancels last minute. So that's another sign that you're not even trying. I just want
to. She had to put that pin in there, and it's important.
It is an important pin.
It's a very important pin.
Yeah.
So back to the invitation.
Yes.
Condola texts him. It's all conversations through text throughout
that's
the
it.
Whole episode.
That's
I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. And she said, like, should we go together? And he's like, with the baby,
right?
Because he's hesitant. He does not want to come off like a unit, like we are a little family.
But why wouldn't we bring the baby to the first birthday
that's
party?
What I was thinking.
With
the dog. What? No. We're going to a child's birthday party and you're asking, should we take the baby?
No, let's just take the cat. Like, no.
Okay. Lawrence, what's happening?
Lawrence, what are you trying to say? But I mean, Tiffany and Condola they're close.
Yeah, they're friends.
Because at first I thought, like, you know, Condola could stay home. He could just take the baby because that's more his friends, if mm-hmm. anything. But she got to support. So why not?
Yeah, but I'm like, why doesn't he want them to go together? I thought it was weird that she asked him. I was just like, I would be like, I'll meet you there. Like, I
that's
don't need
true
to,
too.
To be there with him. But something tells me she wants to look like a unit in front of others because she likes to look picture perfect all the time.
Maybe. Or maybe that was her way of trying to, like, include him. Like, let's show up together instead of just meeting. I'll come with the baby. Like, let's all come together. Maybe that was her version
of
trying.
I thought of it as, but that is a good point. Yeah. But I thought she, you know, because she's Miss Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So she does want to look like, she doesn't want to like baby mama, baby daddy. She wants to look like a family. So,
I mean.
That's how it came off to me. But they still looked like baby mama, baby.
But I don't know, because Condola, she is, I don't think she cares about being perfect, because at the end of the day, she's about being independent and just doing what's best for her and little Jaja. Like, I don't think she cares.
I think you're giving him a new name.
Every time.
It's very Jabari. It's Jabari! Jabari. I just want you to know that.
It's very Jujuju. Jujuju. Yes. Okay, so we get to the party, and very, very lavish, this party. Little kids' parties today are not for the kids.
Oh, definitely not. There's like three kids there.
That's it. And we're talking about let's toast to the baby. What? There's nothing. So fancy. So Elijah starts crying, and, you know, Lawrence is like, let me go in. Let me feed him. He takes him, comes back with food on his face. Mm. Condola's like, what's that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. What's going on? Oh, I just fed him some carrots. You know, oh, he's lit. It's good. He loves it. No, excuse me? We did not introduce him to solid foods yet. What are you doing? And he's like, what's the problem? What? Mommy, crazy. This is not a joke. He could have died. And you didn't know. And you didn't care.
He thinks he's like fun, safe. Fun dad. Fun dad. Fun dad. And it's like, sir,
I have rules. I have regulations.
You don't know this child. You don't know this child's schedule. You don't. She has something planned out for this baby. And yeah. You were just like, it's cool. It's whatever. It's not that big of a deal.
But then we also have to look at Condola, because like, why didn't you tell him about your plan? Why didn't you share your
like, as you said, he's barely around. Why would she?
Both of them. Yeah, at and then it turned to a big thing. They start getting loud at a little kid's party, start knocking over presents.
Yeah, because he had the baby in his hand and he's going crazy. I'm like, sir, you gotta relax.
I thought the baby was about to drop.
I was just like, Lawrence, calm down.
Calm down. Derek had to come in and save the day. Like, hey, come walk with me, brother.
Yeah. And he really thought there was boxes. Idiot. He did. So you dumb. Really are that, you're not self-aware that you just had a whole argument in front of people? You just like, where the boxes at?
Where the boxes? Ain't no boxes.
You don't know content.
I'm trying to save you.
Oh, that boy's so stupid.
So stupid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So he basically just vents to Derek how Condola is complaining all the time and she's very controlling, yeah, which is understandable. But at the same time, I don't think he realizes his part in it. And he wants to be given these flowers for doing the bare minimum. He's like, yeah, I'm better than some other guys because there's other guys out there that are not even in their child's life, which is true.
Yeah.
But you're present / non-present.
Mm-hmm.
That makes
absolutely
sense.
Absolutely. You're half in. You're not all in. You're not all in. So we kind of go to a montage,
mm-hmm,
of what a daily night for each of them looks like. You know, yeah, they both go to sleep.
Home. It don't have to be a physical place or a familiar face. Somewhere that you feel safe. You can't escape when you wanna be alone.
But Lawrence is celebrating, popping bottles, having sex, while...
With?
Was that her?
Yes, that was that same girl.
Was that her?
Yeah.
So, a man leaves you mid-date to go see his newborn baby.
That was her.
And you answer the call,
mm-hmm,
to try to make another baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everybody's... Okay. That's your prerogative, sis. Interesting. So he's doing that.
So that's that.
And Condola's on the side making bottles, waking up in the midnight, can't even get 2 seconds to use the bathroom. It's
24/7
mom. 24/7
mom. And he has his freedom. That's basically what it was. Yeah. Like, he gets to have his freedom.
Yeah.
And she's a single mom.
She is. And he claims he's like, oh, I'm there, but you're not. You're not. Yeah. You don't go through the same thing I have to go through.
Right.
So
that's real.
It is real. So Lawrence texts her, you know, he's excited to take Juju overnight at his parents' house, which is still in the neighborhood of LA. Like, let's try this overnight, then we can lead up to the week that
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like, sure, but she's hesitant. You can see it in her eyes. So mm-hmm. he finally shows up and the baby's crying and she's trying to console him. He comes in, didn't wash his hands again.
Yep.
She comes and tried to take the baby. He thinks he can calm the baby. Elijah, I don't know you. Yeah. Elijah's like, he's still crying.
Right, right, right.
So they turn, it turns to this big thing. It reminds me of that scene in Save the Last Dance.
Oh, yes. When the Get dad comes in all happy with this energy, thinking like, I know what to do. All right, I have to hold the baby. It's that simple. Like,
and she's like, no, you are not going nowhere, my child. Not with that attitude. It was definitely give Save Last Dance because it got crazy because Cadola was like, no, you're not taking my son. Like, she, throughout the whole episode, I did see Cadola as very like controlling, like didn't want Lawrence around the baby, or like, even though she's trying to give him some room to be a dad, but she still has her guard up, mm-hmm. rightfully so.
Yeah.
But she also wasn't letting him at least try.
Yeah.
So
I think because he doesn't wash his hands. I wouldn't trust absolutely. Him with the baby either.
Absolutely. You don't wash your hands. That's you what I would have said.
From the jump, you're irresponsible. You don't wash your hands. You're not coming near the child. I'm sorry.
I don't trust you. I'm so sorry.
You're nasty. Nasty boy.
And that's what she ends up saying. She don't trust him. And it turns to a bit, because at this point, it's like his final straw. Like, what is going on? Why right. are you doing this? And she says she doesn't trust him. And then it turns into... he gonna threaten her basically and to put her in the court system.
I'm tired of this. All right, I'm not doing this with you anymore. We don't have to talk, but just know I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get my son, with or without you.
What did you just say?
I'm gonna get custody of my son with you or with not without you. And she was like, what?
Yeah, you don't say that to no new mama.
Ooh.
A mama that's been taking care of the baby the entire time.
You're gonna do what?
You're brave, very brave.
Son. Very brave.
Very brave. And God taught you a lesson right there and then.
Talk about that lesson. What God said real quick. Come on.
God almost took your life.
Almost took you down.
So sorry, but we have to discontinue our drink service. We are hitting a bit of turbulence. Flight attendants, please take your seats.
Shaking tables. We're shaking planes. Okay?
His whole life flashed before his eyes, and he had to go home because it was a lot of mixed emotion. Now, I definitely don't think he would want that to be his last conversation with Condola.
Absolutely not.
And he says, you know, I'm sorry, and agrees that this is not working. And then
he finally calls her.
That was a big step.
That was a big step. So that's why I knew his life unchanged.
He's a changed man. Just take one moment.
Because he can actually pick up the phone and call.
Yeah, yeah. That was big.
That was a big step.
Absolutely. And he apologizes. And they're trying to figure out how to fix this, but the episode ends, so we don't know how it's going to be fixed. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work. But
on both sides.
Yeah. Absolutely. So let's get into our question, comments, concerns, better known as the writer's room. Yeah.
My question.
Ooh.
This is for Lawrence and Condola. Why didn't we come up with a co-parenting plan? Guys, why didn't we do that?
I wish I knew.
Yeah. Is it because she had originally told him you don't have to be in the child's life? And did they really have a discussion on... You're like, no, it
didn't. Like, I was there. I'm like, Condola mm-mm, called me. Mm-mm. She said no. It's looking as if, I think Condola already said in her mind, like, because when they have this argument, she's kind of like, well, you moved away. Yeah. Which is like, he didn't move away because you were pregnant. He already had this in place. He already had the job. He already had the place. Like, and I was already, always still moving. Left. Was he supposed to stay?
There was an option to stay. Like I said, what's your paternity leave? There are options.
I don't think he needed to stay because maybe this job was a very big opportunity, and this is, could be a job that could help him and this child, like it's a for the future. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think he should have been more present during the pregnancy. Like, okay, I'll come for a week. Like, hey, can all my meetings be virtual this week? Like,
make it work.
And I don't think Lawrence is making it work at all.
Because in this technology world, you can make it work.
You can make it work. You can
work remotely.
You can find a way.
You can find a way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's all about choices.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't try. He didn't try.
I don't think he tried enough. Because granted, he is making it, like you said, he's making an attempt to be in his child's life the best he can, but he wants it to work in his favor and accommodate his lifestyle. Because I remember at that big argument, he had said, like, this is hard for me too. And is it, sir? Is it, how hard is it compared to this woman who has to be with this child 24/7 and you get to come in and out? And then when she expresses like what she's been going through, you're like, shut up. Like, I'm tired of hearing about it. Like, that to me, I was just like, oh, yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. And it goes back to Tasha, what Tasha said to him, the iconic line, Tasha, bank girl.
Oh, okay.
When she said, you're an F-boy who thinks he's good or something like that.
You're a nice guy that...
That's really an F-boy. Like, yeah, something like that. That's what he is. Like, he really is. You're a jerk. You want to be this nice guy. Oh, I'm doing good. No, you're not.
Right. You're really not. You're doing the bare minimum.
Yeah, and you want so much for that.
Right, because you can be closer to your child, but you haven't really done much. Like, I did not know he was only coming in on the weekends.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about this tweet real quick? From Prentice Penny. He's the showrunner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he says, we really wanted to test Condola saying last season, and I quote, I don't need you. Be involved as much or as little as you want. This episode was about saying be careful for what you wish for.
Or
if it's not honest. And also Lawrence needing to own his part. She did say that.
Okay.
You said this.
You don't need him.
And now I think, would you say Condola was, like, bitter?
I think she was bitter.
Yeah.
Because he does have that freedom. But then again, she chose to continue. She chose to keep the child. She had options as well.
She did.
And she chose to keep this child. I didn't like how he had said that you blew my life up. Like, what the hell was that
didn't
about?
Like that.
Sir?
Didn't like that.
Watch your mouth. Lawrence got a bad mouth. He really needs to learn to watch his mouth and think before he speaks.
Absolutely.
He thinks because he's quote unquote a nice guy, he can just say whatever the hell he wants.
And then say sorry later. No.
Yeah, no.
Because whatever you say in a heated argument is what you really feel.
Talk about it.
Come on. Because, I mean, from the jump, like I said, he didn't really want this kid because it messed up his plans and his future with Issa. Like,
speaking of, thank God she decided not to stay with him. But my question is, if we were writers, what if she did stay with him? Would he have made an attempt to come to L.A. more often throughout the pregnancy? Because he was going to go see his girl instead of worrying about his child.
Good point. Yes.
To answer your question, yes. I feel like he would have, too.
Yeah.
He would have made the effort.
Yeah.
Because you can make the effort, but it's all about the choice that you decide to make. Yeah. Like, you can't say that, oh, I have to work. Like, you can make an effort. You make time for what you want to make time for.
Right. So when episode one ended, where were they? Ethan Lawrence.
What season are we talking?
This season. When he picked her up after the college tour.
They were in that in LA. Gray area. Yeah, remember he
Not picked- where were they mentally. Where were they physically? Like,
they were in LA.
They were in LA.
I don't think he had moved yet. He probably didn't
move
yet.
Still in LA.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a year.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because his boxes were still there.
I'm talking about Tiffany and Derek's baby is a year old.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. Time he was still passed. In LA. Gotcha. Okay. But that is a good point, a good question. And I don't know. This is a lot. And I think that they both, I don't know how they're going to fix it, but it comes from communication.
Yeah.
And they have to also, like you said before, come up with a plan. Like, what is the plan? Are you going to come every weekend? Then you need to stick with that. Regardless of what may pop up at work, this is your commitment. This is your son. Make a effort.
Yeah, I think he should make an effort to try to work remotely, ask about paternity leave. Like, sir.
Yeah.
You can do it. I believe in you. I don't like you, but I believe in you.
Yeah.
I don't care for you, but I believe in you.
He can do it.
I think he can do it.
Absolutely.
Because there's plenty of men that do it.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, Condola needs to give him room to try. She doesn't, like, even though he may be in and out, you have to create boundaries.
Yes.
Yes. But then also give him room to at least try to be there.
Yeah.
Because he's getting fed up. And he's like, I don't want to do it. Like, don't push him away to the point where it's like, oh, and he's going to blame it on you. Like, oh, she won't let me see my son. Like, communication.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah. I agree with that. Condola does need to be a little bit more lenient. I get the whole, I'm not a mom, but I get, I can sympathize with her being like, having that anxiety of like, what's going on with my baby. But you know, he is the dad and he deserves to form a relationship with the child as much as you do. So.
Exactly. I want to see. Okay. So this tweet is from Miss O'Loren. She says, condolences delivered. Condolences divorced a man because she didn't want kids, then decided to have a baby with Lawrence, a random man she had no intention of taking seriously. Then proceeded to box him out, and now she's acting like he somehow forced single motherhood on her.
Choices. That was her choice, to keep this baby, knowing that she barely knew this man.
Yeah.
And he was the father of this child.
And then also, people change.
People's opinion. Yeah. People who, look at Jeannie.
I'm about to say that.
Jeannie whatever May. Her last name is.
Jeannie Mae Jeezy.
Sure. Look at her. She's like, I don't want no damn
she
kids.
She never wanted no kids. She didn't want
kids with that man.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was. He wasn't the right man. And now she knows what true, not to say Condola and Lawrence, is this is true love, but now Jeannie and Jeezy, this is love and she feels safe.
I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Jeannie and Jeezy. She feels safe now. And now she's pregnant, about to bring a whole baby into this world. Like, people's changed. I think maybe Condola wasn't ready then, but she's ready now. And it just so happened that it's with this guy.
Yeah.
She didn't plan it, but she's not gonna run away from her decision.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is a choice. Exactly. And she did have options too. She didn't want the baby. She could have got an abortion. She could have gave the baby up for adoption. She chose to keep this baby. And she's also making the decision to keep Lawrence out. But at the same time, he's also making the decision to not be as involved. So they're both wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this nobody was a very wins good episode, when the though.
Parents feud.
Oh.
The baby doesn't win.
All in all, justice for Elijah.
That's it.
Justice for Elijah Mustafa Walker.
Sure.
This was definitely the best season, best episode so far of this season. So
it's only been three.
Yeah. But sure, I mean, this one had the most like drama and just most growth and storyline. I don't know. But I'm excited to see what happens next. I want to see next episode because I feel like we're going to see how Issa is dealing with the delivery of this baby, the news. Why weren't they at the baby party? Tiffany's daughter
definitely
party.
Probably told them, like, Condola and Lawrence RSVP, they'll be there. And let's talk about that. He had the audacity to ask.
How's everybody else?
Everyone I associate with is thriving in abundance. Limitless.
You don't give a damn about nobody but Issa.
So stop. Just stop.
And you have your baby.
In the little strapped on.
Talking about
house. How's everybody?
Everybody else. Worry about that thing on you. How about that? Worry about that.
That's the only thing you need to be worried about. Worry about that.
And I love Kelly's response.
Love it. She said everybody's thriving, living abundantly, limitless. Love her.
Unlike you.
Right.
Is what she wanted to say.
Yes. Living without any boundary, anything strapped to us.
Anything holding them down.
Exactly that. Exactly. Love, Kelly. We'll be back next week with episode 4 of Insecure. Mm-hmm. You can follow us at Seriously Podcast on all social media platforms, SERIESLY Podcast. You can find us on Black Oak TV, you know, see our faces. And you can just use the hashtag Seriously Insecure on Twitter. You know, yeah. Tweet us. Let us know what you're thinking. Send us your questions, comments, and concerns. Let us know if you agree or disagree with anything that we said today. And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.